Now turn to section 3. Section 3. You will hear a conversation between an undergraduate student, David, and his tutor, Dr. Smith, about David's plans for doing a master's degree. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 26. Now listen to the first part of the conversation and answer questions 21 to 26.
Right. Well, David, I think it's a good idea to talk a little about your plans for going on to do an MA. Now, I understand you're thinking in terms of either Forth College or Haynes College?
That's right. Well, so far, anyway.
No, I think that's a good choice to have narrowed it down to.
I'm interested to know how the services to support students work in both places.
Yes, I know you've needed to make use of those here in the last year. I have to say I'm not absolutely sure about the situation at Haynes. I expect they're all right, but certainly Forth has a good reputation in that regard. They have a large number of students from abroad, and they have to make sure they're okay.
That's reassuring. And then I'll be moving city again, obviously, whichever college I go to, and I hope that the room or flat I could expect would be nice.
Very important, yes. These days, actually, all colleges tend to have decent quality rooms or flats for their students, and Forth and Haynes are no exception.
Right. Well, what about comparisons on the academic side of things?
Well, I know you're an avid user of the limited online provision we have here. I think you'll find Haynes is about as developed, or not, as we are here, and that Forth has developed some pretty impressive stuff, which I'm sure you'd make the most of.
Well, I'd certainly try.
But that doesn't mean that the more traditional information sources, such as the good old-fashioned library, should be forgotten.
No, of course not.
While Forth has recently had a very splendid law library opened, that isn't particularly relevant for you. And I think you'd find Haynes' general university and faculty collections better suited to your needs. But that's something you could check for yourself if you visit both places.
Which I'm planning to do next month.
Good. Now there's the question of the lecturing staff, which is clearly going to be key to your progress. I think you'd find them adequate at Forth. There are some solid people working there. While Haynes have recently taken on some inspirational people, very cutting edge. It's a little hard to judge, though, because as a research student, it's not as if you have teaching all day, every day.
No, I guess not. But I'll need to consult.
Yes, and on the subject of research, in terms of the college's reputation for results, again, neither place is bad in any way, but I think you'll find, and you can check this on the Research Council's website, that Haynes has consistently scored very well. There's perhaps a little bit of an issue with non-completing doctorate students at Forth.
Well, I'll certainly look at the website as you suggest.
Fine.
Now you have some time to look at questions 27 to 30. Now listen to the rest of the conversation and answer questions 27 to 30.
I'm still a bit anxious about making this next step. I know the level of competition is very high, especially in my area. It makes me feel rather daunted. And I wonder if in a new place I may be out on my own, if you know what I mean, compared to the sense of community here. I suppose it'll be down to my determination to succeed to get me through.
Well, do remember how you felt when you arrived here. I'm sure you'll get on anywhere in the end.
I hope so.
And of course, you still don't know exactly where you want to end up. By the time you've completed your master's, you'll have a clearer idea of whether you want to progress to doctorate level. It's possible, I suppose, that you'll begin to see how much you might be interested in picking up some bits of lecturing earlier than that. since your area is fairly specialised and may put you in demand sooner than you think. To establish yourself in your area of expertise, it would be sensible to think in terms of getting your stuff into one or two of the journals, converting parts of your dissertation into suitable formats for them. That'll stand you in good stead, whatever else you decide to do.
That sounds like good advice. Thanks.
Actually, I think master's level studying has improved in some ways over the last few years. The internet you love so much was always going to make all kinds of studying easier. Or that's the idea, anyway. I'm not sure it really has the impact you might think. What I've found impressive is the way courses have developed to be more adaptable, more able to fit in with all the other demands in people's lives. So, while the exams and assignments you all have to do may not have shifted much, at least a wider range of students are now able to benefit from education at the higher levels.
I just wish I could be sure I was always making the best use of my opportunities. At the end of each week, I usually feel I could have got more done, arranged things differently, been more efficient somehow. I've got a lot better at taking down notes during seminars and lectures, which means, I think, that my written work has benefited to some degree, so there's progress on some fronts at any rate.
Yes, it's interesting seeing...